So put the nice saint completely out of your mind. Don't even think about it. Don't say, that's impossible. Nobody knows me. That can't happen. Don't think about that. What I want you to realize and what I want you to think about is you becoming canonizable. And it's actually really easy. It's difficult. There's a lot of stuff involved, but I'm going to give you three things that you can focus on. And if you do these three things, you're going to win. You're going to win. So we're going to talk about what is a saint, why become a saint, and how to become a saint. In order to understand that and understand how seriously important this lesson is for your life, you have to understand who God is, who God is. So there's God, and there's three people, the Father, the Son, who's also known as the Word, and the Holy Spirit. You have to grasp this. God became a man, took on human nature. It's very important you understand why he did that. God became a man to make you like God. God came here so that you could have God-like qualities. It says in Scripture that you are partakers of the divine nature. This is super important. So if I were to say, what is a saint? The word saint means sanctus, in Latin means holy. And there's only one person that is holy, and that is God. If somebody were to say, what is a saint? Anybody in heaven is a saint. Anybody who has God's life in them is a saint. This is important because this is something we don't talk a lot about in the church. When I die, if I'm in sanctifying grace, if I have the life of God in my soul, if I'm undergoing theosis, if I'm undergoing divinization, if I'm undergoing deification, I will go to purgatory or heaven. Heaven is perfect purity, perfect goodness, perfect holiness, perfect everything. I cannot go there unless I am like God. If I have a little bit like that, I'm not going to go to hell because I have God's life in me. I will go to a place called purgatory where I will be made like God. So your goal in life is to become a saint. It's so important that if you don't become a saint, you're going to go to hell. So it's very, very important. But that sounds scary, but really this is good news. So I don't want you to be scared. So, but briefly, we have people called canonized saints, like Saint Therese. Briefly, I'm just going to explain to you what that means. The Catholic Church is saying, we've looked at this person's life. They've lived extraordinary virtue. This person we know for a fact is in heaven. Put the idea of becoming a canonized saint completely out of your mind. Don't even think about it. Don't say, that's impossible. Nobody knows me. That can't happen. Don't think about that. What I want you to realize and what I want you to think about is you becoming canonizable. Every Catholic, every person in here has a universal call to holiness. God has created you to become an extraordinary saint. And guess what? Somebody is going to investigate your life. And somebody is going through your text messages. And somebody is going through your photo album on your phone. And it's God. That's going to be far more difficult examination than a group of people from the Vatican going through my life. So God looks at us and he sees everything that we try to hide. But we have to strive with every fiber of our being to become canonizable. Even if you are a hair cutter, even if you work at Whataburger, even if you don't have a job and you can't get a job and you're trying really hard, if they were to look at your life and say, this person's holy, this person is becoming like God, this person is letting Jesus Christ live through them. So important. Number one, because you can't be happy any other way. We've talked about this before. Your happiness and your holiness are intrinsically tied. Number two, you were made for greatness. And a lot of times people think, if I become holy, if I start going to mass all the time, if I pray a lot, I'm going to lose my personality, which is absolutely false. Your soul is like a stained glass. When you have sin, not only do you not have God's life in you, but you become extraordinarily dull. If you become holy or you begin to resemble God, God created you to be very specifically different from everybody else. We're going to review some saints later, and they're very different. But imagine your soul being like a stained glass, and the more pure you become, the more clean that glass becomes, and the light of God shines through you more beautifully. Every single person in here has the ability to become a saint. Every single person in here is being called to become a saint, and the greatest failure in life is to not become a saint. It doesn't matter if you fail at school and you try really hard. What matters is if you fail or don't fail at becoming a saint. And it's actually really easy. It's difficult. There's a lot of stuff involved. But I'm going to give you three things that you can focus on. And if you do these three things, you're going to win. You're going to win. Number one is the sacraments. You have to live a sacramental life. So that life of God in the soul is called sanctifying grace. It's a long term. And this grace is free. To become a saint is free. God gives it to everybody. God offers it to you, but you have to cooperate. You have to cooperate. Even in baptism, you have to cooperate. So the grace of baptism gives your soul new life. If you could see a baptized baby and you could see their soul, you would be tempted to worship that soul as if it was God, because it is so bright and so powerful, and it is sharing in the divine life. And that's what God wants from all of us, receiving Holy Communion as reverently and as frequently as possible. The secret to the Eucharist, it's really, 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 really God. The secret to the Eucharist is treating the Eucharist as if it's really, 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 really God. You treat Jesus in the Eucharist as you would treat Jesus, the living person, and you will see miracles. You will see your soul grow. People will come to you and ask you for prayer. People will look at your life and they'll say, wow, something's happened in this person's life. But the fuel for that is the Most Holy Eucharist and treating the Eucharist like it's really God. So for example, Jesus walked the streets of Jerusalem and many people saw him, but they did not treat him like God. And on one occasion he said, somebody touched me. The grace to heal was available to all, but only one person touched him and treated him like he was the living God. And our Lord let power come out of his body and healed that person. He could have healed anybody there. He could have, but this person treated him like God. This person treated him like God. So if the Eucharist is really God, I should strive to receive Holy Communion as often as possible. It's very easy. It's free. It's available to anybody. Anybody can have this, but you have to show up. I should receive Holy Communion as reverently as possible. When I go to adoration, I should get on my knees. And when I'm at adoration, I should pray like that's really the person of Jesus Christ. That's easy. You simply act according to reality. If this is really God, act like it. It's very, very simple. Confession. If my God is calling me to be one with him, and the fire for that oneness comes from receiving him in Holy Communion, whenever I'm not one with him, that's when I should confess even small things, because those small things keep me from God still, and they need to be purified. And in confession, God will give you the grace to overcome your sins. And we'll have an entire class on confession, because we have to treat the sacrament of confession well. We have to make firm resolutions to not sin anymore. We have to beg God for the grace to not sin anymore. We have to avoid the unnecessary near occasions of sin. So receiving confession regularly, whether that's once a week, once every 2 weeks, but on a consistent basis. So far, becoming a saint is simple. God does all the work. All you have to do is receive him reverently with a good disposition. Second, the Virgin Mary. Jesus is giving us the Virgin Mary as the great gift. She's the only cheat code. She makes everything simple. All you have to do is welcome Mary as your mother. Say, Mary, I give everything to you. At every opportunity, ask Mary, help me. Before Holy Communion, help me to receive Holy Communion worthily. When you go to adoration, help me to see your son in the Eucharist. Before confession, Blessed Mother, help me to make a good confession. If you keep a sense of the presence of Mary, that is prayer. Exposing your soul to the soul of the Virgin Mary is going to elevate you and make everything richer. She's the mediatrix of every grace. And Our Lady has given us the rosary as a shortcut, as the perfect tool to reform our souls. Because to become a saint does require virtue. It does require self-denial. It does require prayer. It does require spiritual. It requires a lot of things. But Our Lady said, here's a shortcut. Even if you can't read, if you could pray the rosary, receive Holy Communion often, pray to my son in the Eucharist as if he's really God, what would that look like? I mean, I'm going to the adoration chapel as often as I can, at least once a day, if I'm really trying to become a saint. If I'm really trying to become a saint. If I told you could make $1 million if you did one thing for 30 minutes and spent 10 minutes in a room sitting there quietly, I can assure you, you would get that $1 million by the end of the month. But what's more important than winning $1 million is an eternity of everlasting beatitude. And it's in your grasp. All you have to do is cooperate. This is the hardest part. So the first two parts are easy. Jesus gives you his flesh. You eat it. He gives you his blood, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most holy sacrament. He gives you everything. He gives you a mother. You accept her as your mother. She transforms you. This is the difficult part. But this is where the real power comes. One of my dear friends, Maximilian Kolbe, gave an equation, a very simple math equation, for smart people like you to understand. How to become a saint is very simple. So in this math equation, the S represents sanctity or sainthood. The capital W represents God's will, God's plan, and the little w represents my will. And then this is the hard part. This little thing right there, that is the cross. That is the difficult part of Christianity. I have to sacrifice my will for God's will. If I receive Holy Communion frequently, if I love the Virgin Mary and I pray my rosary and I strive to do God's will, you will become a saint and God will work through you. The benefits of doing God's will are extraordinary. The benefits of doing God's will are extraordinary. You can pray a lot. You can pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's very good. But you have to act. This is where God expects you to make a response. Even if he appeared to you and showed his face to you and you had tears of repentance and you were truly sorry for your sins, if you did not begin to follow him after that, it's a waste. It's a waste. Our Lord has a plan for every single one of our lives. When you follow his plan, you will be holy. You will be happy. Other people's lives will be saved, and you will see the power of God in your life very clearly. Give yourself to the sacraments as if your very life depended upon it. If you wouldn't go an entire day without eating physical food, why would you go longer than a week to receive spiritual food? Your soul will die without this divine food, this grace of God, this life of God in your soul. Objectively, you don't have what it takes to go to heaven. And it's very simple. Why? Because I didn't want to go to one boring mass for 1 hour. It's a small sacrifice. It's a small price to pay. So briefly, let's review. What is a saint? Anybody who's in heaven. A canonized saint is a person that the church has said, this person 100% in heaven. And then on top of that, how do I become a saint? Love the Lord your God above all else. Jesus really present in the Eucharist. Embrace the Virgin Mary and strive to do his will. Not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my heavenly Father.